This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here this afternoon. We're going to talk about wildlife safari this afternoon. Leela Goulet is the education director. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And you brought some folks with you. And tell us, who'd you bring?
I did. They're two of our newest employees, actually, trying to earn their keep here. We have Russet and Chive. They are two black-tailed prairie dogs. They're our newest education ambassadors in our department. So they're, as you saw, really a lot of fun.
Russet and Chive.
Yes, that's right. I'm actually going to put one away here.
Potato names. Now, how do the potato names get tied in there?
Well, because they literally look like little furry potatoes.
Ah.
Yes. I don't know if you could hear them chirping right now here, too. But prairie dogs are actually known for their vocalizations. They're able to give the most vocalizations of any other mammal in North America, which is pretty amazing.
Wow. And how long have they been there?
They've been here about 6 months. So they're just getting used to the department, our programming, being out in public, but they're actually loving it. They do super, super well.
And I imagine you've had more going on with taking animals out to see people lately.
It has been so exciting. Everything has been a lot more opened up now. So we've been going to a lot of outreach. We've actually been doing a lot in Eugene and in Cottage Grove. I don't know if you saw on our one of our Facebook pages, but we actually had the van break down at one of our outreaches. And Roseburg Towing was absolutely amazing. They came and got us and were just so wonderful. Did not realize they had to drive us back with a bunch of animals in their cab, but that was a really fun experience.
Hope
to be
you
squished
didn't have
in there.
The snake that day.
We didn't. We actually had a parrot who was just talking the whole way home. So yeah, they had a blast driving us back from that.
So talk about the importance of these ambassador animals and, like you said, keeping the message going even beyond the park.
Yeah, ambassador animals are just so important. I mean, it's not every day you get to see, you know, a prairie dog or a cheetah or an American badger up close. It really fosters that connection between, you know, animals and the natural world. And they're just super important. All of them have a different conservation message as well. Prairie dogs in particular are called ecosystem engineers. So they actually create habitats for other animals to use their burrows out in the prairies. They also make really good food for a lot of the animals that are out there, you know, kind of like the bobcats and the eagles and stuff. But seeing these animals up close and being able to interact with them and touch them really makes that connection for people and kind of fosters that importance for why we need to kind of conserve our natural world.
We have one apparently trying to escape out of the container.
I think he smells the peanuts. Yes, he's trying to get to them.
So they've been here about 6 months. How old are they?
They're about a year and a half years old. So in the wild, they don't live much past a year because they do get picked off and eaten quite easily. But here in human care, they'll live anywhere from 7 to 10 years.
And are they native to a particular area?
Yeah, they're native to the prairies. So think more, you know, like the Dakotas, down in Texas, there's actually a huge colony of them as well. So kind of more the central southern states.
What about their level of friendliness interacting with people?
Yeah, these guys are actually really, really friendly. Our other one that we have back at Safari is a little more particular with who she allows to pick up. But these guys are not very selective with that. As long as you have food and are able to hold them properly, they're actually very, very friendly, which is why I wanted you to hold one, but you refused.
I know. Yeah. It's in my contract. What about like claws, et cetera?
Yeah, they have really, really long claws, and that is completely normal. That's so that they're able to dig in their environment. We actually have a badger dig box on site that we do an encounter with every day, or I should say right now on weekends and every day in the summer. And we've put them in this giant, basically a giant dirt box, and they absolutely love it. They dig like crazy. They'll go right under. They'll shoot all the dirt behind them, and everyone gets a big kick out of it.
See, I think if I was holding them, what would happen is I would get nervous about the claws, and they would get away.
You never know unless you try.
The shrieking in the office would not stop when people...
They are pretty wiggly. Yeah, you do kind of have to be a little secure with them, but they're really fun.
We'll talk more about them in a bit. A lot of things going on for Wildlife Safari, and really front and center to me I'm curious about this 50th anniversary.
Yes, it is our 50th anniversary this year. It's so exciting. So we are going to basically kind of this entire year have activities centered around our 50th anniversary. The one that's most recent coming up is going to be in July, and that is called Sipping Safari. And we've been talking about it for a long time, and now it's finally coming to fruition. But we're pretty much going to have a bunch of wineries throughout Village, a bunch of food trucks as well. And you'll be able to walk through Village, sample wine, eat some good food. So that's going to be a really, really fun time. I love the safari after hours. It's so beautiful and peaceful. And the lions are super loud during that time, too. And the sunset goes down. It's just a really fun time. And during the day as well, for our 18 years and under, or I should say 21. I'm Canadian. It's 18 years and under in Canada.
Ah, yeah, I didn't
yeah,
know that.
Yeah. So 21 years and younger, we'll have a lot of activities for the kids throughout the day. So we'll have some daytime activities for the kids on that date. That's July 22nd. And at night, we'll have our Sippin' Safari, which would be really fun.
Talk about that evening dusk vibe.
Right. You've been there too, you know, for a lot of our events. It's just so beautiful. We do our overnights there. It's really calm in the park. The animals, some of them are actually more active at night, which is kind of interesting. It's just really fun walking around the village when the sun's going down, and it's fun to see them literally in a different light.
You've got that going on for the 50th anniversary. What about other things?
Yeah, so upcoming as well, May 28th, we have our Cheetah 5K for those of you who are runners. So they do a path all throughout Safari and down Safari Road, so you could run. Last time, I believe they actually have a Rhino the dog run with us as well. So the dog that lives with KJ, our cheetah, will be running. There will be a cheetah present at some point. Probably, I'm not sure if it's going to be at the beginning or at the end this time. So really fun to kind of get your steps in, but also support Safari. All the information for that is on our website. And there are early bird specials if you want to sign up for that ahead of time, which is fun. And then all of our summer activities are they're starting to fill up there.
Well, for this cheetah run, I was thinking that people would probably increase their pace if you put them out in the main, village or parking lot, but maybe in one of the, maybe a lion areas?
Maybe like give them a head start a little bit and then like release a cheetah. You know, see how fast they could run.
I don't know.
Maybe next year. Yeah, I'll bring it up to the committee.
Somebody from legal is on the phone already. You can't do that. And you get a lot of people out for these runs and walks out there.
Yes, we really do. I'm not sure how many we had last year, but yeah, it was a really big turnout. So it's fun. It's fun to like run someplace different. I don't know. It's sometimes it could get boring running on the treadmill or in the same area. So it's fun to be able to have these areas where we could actually run through Safari and experience something new.
And you've got some hills there too, which a lot of runners and walkers
how
like.
They do it. Yeah, they go down Safari Road and up Safari Road, and it's pretty amazing. Yeah,
I will tell you, for me, for you know, kind of at a fast walking pace, it's actually easier to go uphill.
Interesting.
Because going downhill, maybe being older, I'm just worried about not losing my because I'm moving along,
right?
And it's like you're watching. It's almost like riding a bike. You're looking for gravel or things in the road and
right.
stuff like
that. Turkeys, deer too. They're always in the middle of the road.
That happens occasionally. I actually encountered not at Safari. This was over in Hewcrest. Actually, a goat the other day.
Oh my gosh.
Well, and luckily the goat stayed where it was, and it was not fenced in.
In Hewcrest.
Yes. Well, on the edge of Hewcrest, out towards Charter Oaks.
I used to live out there, actually. So
unhappy goat on the curve before Loma Vista. So watch out for the goat near Loma Vista. There's little traffic there.
Well, that's right near our intern house, actually, that Safari has. So I wonder if one of the interns just happened to sneak a goat home or something.
I don't know. This goat was not real happy. But well, that's a whole other story. So summertime, you have an opportunity to probably get a lot of folks in that are passing through the area. Maybe they're going north or south and have heard about Safari, still there are people coming in for the first time that are like, what? I didn't know about this.
It's amazing. I mean, we even have some people come in for the first time that live in Winston. It's just absolutely amazing. But yeah, the majority of our traffic that does come through is from, or is not from the area. So that's really fun. It's fun to see people come back either year after year or experience it for the first time, or even the people that are regulars. It's always changing at Safari. You know, right now we actually have some new babies. There was a new zebra that was born a few days ago. So he's adorable. We have some baby bison as well. So there's always new stuff to see that's at our park. It's really fun.
Going to take a break on Inside Douglas County. More when we come back. Leela Goulet and the Prairie Dogs with us this afternoon. They interview a podcast after one at 541radio.com. 1246 Inside Douglas County News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1248 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming up at 1 o'clock. Shannon Sebastian with Your Q, part of KQEN Local Talk at 4. On tomorrow's Inside Douglas County, Wayne Patterson from the Umpqua Economic Development Partnership will talk about Pitch Night being back and other things going on with that organization. Wildlife Safari 50th anniversary this year. Leela Goulet, the education director, and the names of the prairie dogs again are
Russet and Chive.
And are they, like, if somebody went out to the village, are they there, or do they just go out as educational ambassadors?
Yeah, so they just come out as education ambassadors. They actually live down in our education department, but we do have them out quite a bit. We do put them in our Badger Dig Box so people can come up and meet them as well. We bring them to programs and off-site and stuff. So they're out and about in the community.
And how many different education ambassador animals do you have?
We have 35 in our department. So, yeah, that ranges everything from cockroaches to our American badger, but we have a whole range of different animals that we are able, that we take care of every single day and then also use for programs.
And these are, for the most part, not on display normally, right?
Correct. Yes. Yeah. A couple of them are. We have all of our raptors down at Raptor Ridge. So if you take the train ride, you're able to see our raptors there. One of our newest down at Raptor Ridge is Cyrano, and he is our newest turkey vulture. He's amazing. He's very ornery and fun to work with. So
yeah, I'm glad you didn't bring him.
I know.
That would seem that problematic.
That would have been really fun in this office.
Just let him. Well, we've got the giant open room out there.
Exactly. We could have just let him fly through the building a little bit.
once again, I'm in trouble with legal. you know, it's so fun to come out there and see all these animals and, you know, looking at the 50th anniversary, just thinking about, obviously, I wasn't around in this area then to see that evolve, but to have an idea and go and look at the geographic layout, which is perfect
something
like this, and go, what if?
Yes.
And for the people that back in those early days who put all that work into getting it started, mm-hmm. and then figure out how to pay to keep it going.
Right. That's exactly what Frank Hart did. So he came out and he looked at this land and said it was actually perfect. It looked a lot like Africa. He'd made many trips out there, and I guess he convinced his team to kind of purchase that and really create this park. It's amazing. We've also come through some older pictures through the years and in files and stuff, and it's just so crazy to see how different it looked and how far we've come to. It's absolutely amazing. We've actually started construction on our brand new giraffe barn too, called the Long Neck Lodge. I saw it today for the first time when we went out in the drive through, and it's huge. It's so awesome. It's going to be wheelchair accessible too, so people are going to be able to access it from, you know, all heights too, from the ground all the way up. So it's pretty impressive.
I remember, gosh, 10 years ago, something like that, when they flipped the in and out directions. It used to go in the other way and come out the other way.
That's right. We've had a bunch of people try to go in the out, and they're like, I was here years ago, and this is what it was. So, yeah, that's right. I think even when I was an intern about 15 years ago, it was like that.
And that's really how you got into it when you came here as an intern, right?
That's right. Yep. I was an intern 15 years ago. I just had a memory pop up on my Facebook page, and yeah, pretty awesome.
And I don't remember, did you leave and come back?
I did, yeah. I left and came back, and I've been here about 8 years.
So talk about some of the other summer things that are happening.
Yeah, summer is always one of our busiest times, especially in education. We have all of our day camps, which kind of range from 3 to 10, 11-year-olds, which are really fun. So those are all up on our website. Our 4 to 7 groups are all full, actually, but we do still have room for our 8, 11-year-olds, and then our younger ones, which are 3, 4-year-olds, which is really cute. See these little 3, 4-year-olds in these half-day camps and hanging out with the animals. It's really fun. We also have our Junior Zookeeper program, which is still open for July and August. That's a really popular one where teens get to come and physically work with the animals, learn to clean them and enrich them and make their diets and talk to the public about them. So they're literally mini zookeepers. So that's really fun as well. And then we have all of our overnight programs. So we have our family overnight safari adventure camps. And then we also have Roars and Snores, which is more carnivore based. So they do more stuff with like the lions and the carnivores and stuff. So that's also, that's another really, really popular program. So I'd suggest getting on our website and signing up for those if you're interested.
Well, and summertime for working parents, means you've got to figure out some things like, let's just not let these kids run amok and play video games all day.
Yeah, let them run amok at safari.
and learn at the same time.
Exactly. It's awesome.
Be outdoors and all of that.
That's it. That's what we say. Rain or shine, you guys are out there. So it's really fun to have them experience all these different things and different activities and crafts and animals, and they have a really good time.
With the increasingly, let me just back up. With the change to daylight savings time and heading to summer, what's the park hours right now?
Right now we are 9 to, I believe the village is open until 6. I can't remember what time the drive. I believe the drive-thru might be open until 5, like last car admitted at 5, but then we actually close at 6, if I'm not mistaken. I may want to check the website for those closing hours just to be sure, but we are open at 9 right now.
And let's see, you mentioned the overnight. Paint a more of a picture about what it's like in some of these areas. I mean, because you're not like camping in a little motel room.
Right. Yeah. So we have our special events lawn that is completely open. It's 3-tiered and people set up camp wherever they want on those lawns. And then we have a whole bunch of structured activities. So we send them through the village for a scavenger hunt. So they get to go through the village in the evening at dusk, which is really interesting as well. You hear a lot of different sounds. We'll do some kind of animal-based trivia, some kind of nocturnal animal show as well. We make a campfire. We roast s'mores. We actually did one last weekend with the Girl Scouts, so that was really fun having them here. And then in the morning, they will go and meet one of our larger animals and give them some enrichment in boxes. So this particular one was tiger-based, so they got to fill some tiger boxes with either scents or perfume or animal fur or raw meats and go into the actual tiger exhibit where, when they are locked up, of course, and place their boxes, then we let the tigers out and watch them play with it. So really, really fun interactive program for kids and adults of all ages.
Well, and you guys really work at animal enrichment to help the animals so that they're not just there.
Exactly. Yeah, we really work on that. And enrichment is all sorts of forms and sizes. I mean, the prairie dogs are being enriched right now just by being out of the park. We do training with our animals, which is enrichment. We'll scatter feed. There's a whole bunch of, it's a whole system actually that we have, and we record everything and we observe to make sure, it's a positive experience for them. If they don't like it, we'll make notes of that too. So it's always fun to see how they'll react to different things that we give them.
About 30 seconds left. What other things can you tell us about this 50th anniversary year?
Yeah, it's just a really, really exciting time. Check our website for all of the upcoming activities. Don't forget the safari, sip and safari, the wine walk tour. That's going to be in July. And then, of course, we have our annual fundraiser in September, which will also be 50th anniversary themed as well. So just a really, really excited time to come to the park. Don't forget our park costs $15,000 a day to run. So anytime you guys visit, that all goes to taking care of the animals and making sure everyone's having a good time.
All right, Lila Goulet and the Prairie Dogs, Russet and
Chive.
In this afternoon, you can see a picture of one of them in just a few minutes at 541radio.com and on all other of our other platforms as well. Lila, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. A daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Your home for Douglas County's news team. News Radio 1240 KQEN.